Now, for those that we say absolutely
no
to, it's why.
This is why we can't,
have nice things. Like this. Let's start with AI in the courtroom. And a life insurance company has claimed that OpenAI's chatbot acted as a lawyer and convinced a woman to fire her human attorney. So a federal lawsuit filed by life insurance company Nippon claims OpenAI's chatbot acted as a lawyer and did just that. Says it settled a long-term disability lawsuit with an Illinois woman 2 years ago. Graciela Della Torre signed a full release, case was dismissed, and it cannot be refiled. However, Della Torre sought to reopen the case last year. And when her attorney, a human, said the settlement was final and that was it, well, she turned to ChatGPT. And then ChatGPT told her how to do it, including filing pro se, which means without a lawyer. Judge denied the effort. But on that, she went back to ChatGPT, and it showed her how to flood the docket with dozens of filings, stall the court system until they responded to her. Yeah, now the life insurance company is suing her and OpenAI. And this is just the start of stuff that's just about to... Well, it's already weird. Nobody knows who to object to. Nobody knows.
You know, there's few things in life worse than a bad roommate. A woman in Houston ticked off with her suite mate because she owed her money. So she got revenge in perhaps the worst way possible. She went after the woman's shoe collection, throwing out $6,000 worth of kicks, many of them Air Jordans. Authorities now determining whether or not to press charges.
Well, probably should have sold them.
Yeah, right?
Well, let's go to California. And we hear oftentimes about people getting scammed by fake celebrities. This woman exactly is what happened. But she's taken a different approach to it. Marnie Reeves was contacted by an imposter saying that they were the Avengers actor Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She liked a post on the official Jeremy Renner Instagram page. And from that, evidently, she was tracked down by the scammers and such and such. And she soon was believing that he was in a romantic relationship with her online.
Or someone loved.
And scammed her out of roughly $24,000. So Reeves, instead of going after whoever the scammer was, is now suing the actual real Jeremy Renner for fraud, despite the fact he has nothing to do with any of this.
I mean,
Renner's lawyer, who is human, says the lawsuit is completely frivolous.
I thought they were going somewhere.
Well, I mean, she could sue, you know, the host of that other Dallas morning show over there, because he's a fake Hawkeye as well.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm just kidding, Mark.
She just wanted a second date. Having a fabulous European automobile, not always easy. You want to go fast, put the pedal to the metal, and really let it rip. Well, one man in New York may want to ease up, primarily because he's gotten 1,000 speeding tickets.
Dude.
In the last 3 years. Doing a little bit of quick math, that's about one a day. He has over $63,000 in fines and is still driving.
Still driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
259 of these in a school zone alone.
Gosh. And he drives an Audi.
I know.
And he'll tell you about it. Let's see here. Let's go to Springfield, Missouri. And police there recently discovered a woman who was eating Fruity Pebbles cereal and petting a dog.
Oh.
This was a problem because that was not Tara Smith's house.
Oh.
The Tara Smith was eating Fruity Pebbles and petting a dog. The homeowner of the actual residence was outside doing yard work when Tara broke in. And a child told their parent that some lady's inside eating my cereal. Sure enough, there was Tara Smith.
Hey, girl.
Who told the police that she had drank a bottle of marijuana before entering the home.
She's thirsty.
I mean, look, we all like Fruity Pebbles.
Dum, dum,
I don't
dum, dum, dum.
know if that any of that was factual.
Congratulations to Timu, Tuovinen, and Jada Linoninen.
Nailed it.
All right. I'm trying here. They were the winners of the 28th annual UK Wife Carrying Contest.
Oh, my.
You may want to go into training, KB. You're taking your vacation too late.
I would like to do this over the sign spinning contest.
Everyone's invited.
All right, see, honey.
They traveled from Finland to compete.
Wow.
And this is no joke.
Yeah.
I checked out some of the video. The wives actually wear helmets and are usually held with their face near the hubby's hindquarters. And the guys have to run through hills, hay bales, squirt guns, and buckets of water.
There you go. See, it all comes back to it, doesn't it?
Will it flow?
We have a no live animal policy, and that includes those you are betrothed to.
I mean, I don't think we'd qualify. You have to be 110 pounds.
Congratulations, though, to the Finnish, who always finish well. Okay.
I see what you did there.
Then, finally, the head priest and dean of Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in downtown Pittsburgh has been arrested. No, not for what you probably think. And the church says they're praying for him. We're talking 42-year-old man named Aiden Smith. He's the priest. Mm-hmm. Arrested a couple of weeks ago just after leaving a Walmart.
Oh.
With 27 packs of baseball cards hidden in his cloth.
A priest? I mean, just the fact that a priest was in Walmart is mind-blowing.
Didn't pay for any of them. Aiden's not just a baseball fan. Yeah, the head priest of the whole thing in downtown Pittsburgh. He'd been in that store consecutively 5 straight days and was finally on the 5th. Caught by their security cameras, the stolen cards are valued at about $1,100.
Father Aiden. Dum, 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 dum.